You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In districts all throughout Michigan, there is a distinct lack of diversity among teachers. So what is keeping students of color from choosing education as a career path, and what is being done to change that? Regina Fales Nelson is professor and chair of the Department of Teaching, Learning, and Educational Studies at Western Michigan University. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you.
So good to have you here. So here we have, across the state, we have schools with large populations of students of color who do not have a teacher population to match. How can lacking access to teachers of color impact a student of color's ability to succeed?
It happens in two ways, the impact is. One way is positive. Having a teacher of color, if you're a student of color, has value added, meaning that that teacher of color is bringing something extra to the classroom that can help you. It can be that the teacher understands your cultural background and has a better insight on the behaviors and expectations for your culture, and then can use that to tailor instruction, the classroom environment, to maximize your potential because they have that cultural information through lived experience. When you do not have a teacher of color in a classroom and the students are mostly students of color, one of the issues you might run into is that there can be a cultural mismatch. So then the opposite happens, that a teacher who's unfamiliar with your cultural background may misunderstand some of your behaviors and may not have the highest expectations for you if they do not understand your behaviors and your culture very well. And then that impacts how they interact with you and then in turn how you perform academically. So if we want all children to succeed, we want everyone in the classroom, especially the teacher, to have the highest expectations for all the children.
This lack of diversity in Michigan's teaching staff, it's not going to change overnight. So in the meantime, how can teachers ensure that they're doing right by their students of color?
Yes, it won't change overnight. And what we're doing at Western Michigan University, because our numbers reflect the teaching population that you see in Michigan, with over 80% of our students being white and female and middle class, for these students who are coming in who may not have experiences working with students of color or even interacting with people of color, depending on where they grew up, we set up our curriculum to address those issues throughout the program, so that when these teachers leave our program, they have a better understanding of their own bias, their own identity, their own privilege, other cultures, and how to create a classroom environment that's welcoming for all children. So throughout the program, we provide information to them, and we support them in environments where they're going to be working with students of color before they even get their first job, and to process that information so when they do get their first jobs, they're ready to do and work with students of color in a way that will be positive for them.
So take me right into the classroom as you're working with these student teachers. What kinds of things are done and said to enlighten them? And again, as you're looking to do, to make sure that they understand their students of color.
So first, we help them understand issues of implicit bias. That is something that they may not even be aware of, that when they're interacting with students, depending on their background or their race, they may treat students differently because we tend to be more comfortable with things we're most familiar with. So if I'm in a classroom, I may have a better rapport with a student who's from my own race because I'm more familiar with that student, and then our relationship builds faster, it's more positive, and so forth. So for them to understand that that's just human nature, but to be aware of that, so if they see that happening, they can take steps to make sure they're making connections with all students. So we teach them how to do that, how to build one-on-one relationships that are strong and positive with all students in your classroom, and how to make those connections. And you make those connections by finding out more about their culture, finding out what interests them, talking to their parents, bringing in things that interest them as you teach them and in the curriculum. And we teach them how to do all of those things.
Western Michigan has more than 600 teaching students. And as you indicated, just a small percentage, only about 100 of those students are not white. Is WMU alone in having so few prospective teachers of color?
No, we're not alone. This is across universities, across the state, across our country. And it is something that we struggle with in our profession. Unfortunately, it's hard to attract more students into the teaching profession at this time. And so our numbers are going down overall, which means our pool of students of color are also going down as well.
I hear regret in your voice. I can absolutely hear that.
Yes. I've dedicated my life to this profession of teaching, and I think it is still the most noble profession. It's the beginning of every other profession, and it's still gratifying to have that impact on someone's life through education and being a teacher. And we were fortunate, you know, I would say 10 years ago, where we had more teacher candidates than we could handle. That many people came up in a culture or a generation or in a family where teaching was on the top of the list for a professional choice. And now with cultural shifts and societal shifts, we're seeing that just the opposite happen, that people aren't supporting teaching as a number one choice for a profession for a variety of reasons. Some of it has to do with pay. We don't pay our teachers very well, and this is across the country, and I know there are many proposals out there to look at how we can increase pay for teachers. The work that they do now is very demanding. They need more support in the classroom to do teaching well, and when you don't have that support, you're working many, many hours to make up the difference. You could be working 60, 80-hour work weeks to catch up with all the paperwork that you have to do and meet the special needs of all the students in your classroom. So it's a very demanding profession that does not pay well and unfortunately is not always appreciated and highly valued in our society at this time.
So, Regina, what is Western Michigan University doing to change this picture?
Well, on the recruitment side, we know that the population in Michigan of high school students is shrinking. So that can't be the only pool of students that we recruit from. We are aware that there are many professionals working in schools right now who do not have a teaching certificate, but they aspire to be teachers if there was a route or a path way for them to become a certified teacher. And these people are committed, and many of these people are people of color. So we are looking at ways to help them become teachers by creating a pathway that meets their scheduling needs for taking classes, finding funding so they can afford to come to Western Michigan University to take classes, and also building a support system for them so they'll be successful once they're here.
So you're talking about, for example, parapros or teacher's aides?
Exactly. Mm.
All right. So do you think the university is doing enough?
I think we can always do better in meeting this gap and in supporting schools and teachers. And I think that just like the teachers in the schools, they have a lot of regulations and standards that they're struggling to meet with limited time and resources. The same is true for professors at the university level. So as we're putting a lot of energy into our classes to teach well, it doesn't leave a lot of time to create these programs that we need to recruit more students.
How much of this teacher diversity issue is out of the university's hands?
Wow. I would say a great deal in some cases, because it always boils down to personal choice. We can't force people to become teachers, but we can put the opportunity out there and explain our profession and do as best as we can with our recruitment efforts. But in the end, if we're up against other professions such as engineering or the health sciences that may pay better, personal choice on the part of the student is where we have no control over.
So talk to the policymakers, to legislators. What changes do you think need to be made at the state and at the national level to attract more students of color into teaching?
Typically, our teachers come from working class and middle class backgrounds where they're self-funding their college through loans. And if there's a way for them to graduate with less debt, then they can choose teaching as a profession and not worry about the salary as much, because they can afford to make that choice and live on that salary once they graduate if they do not have high debt. So that would be one way that policymakers can change and be more supportive of teachers. There can be more incentives for teachers who are going to urban districts, who are choosing to get their teaching certification in the high need areas such as math and science, Spanish, English as a second language. There's severe shortages right now in those areas. So instead of people choosing a job and taking their science and math degree to become an engineer or some other field, can we provide incentives to get those bright minds into the classrooms teaching the next generation?
I hear incentives, incentives, incentives.
Yes.
we've seen, and you certainly indicated this, that the pool, the overall number of teachers is shrinking. State data supports that from 2012 to 2017. But as that overall number of teachers grew smaller, Black and Asian American teachers saw the greatest losses. Do you think we will ever see a more representative diversity of teachers in our state?
I hope so, because as the K-12 population that will be coming into colleges becomes more diverse, we hope that then our pre-service teacher population will become more diverse, thus making our teaching population more diverse. So just as the population changes, our hope is that we will see the same effect in the teaching population. So yes.
Regina Fales Nelson, professor and the chair of the Department of Teaching, Learning, and Educational Studies at Western Michigan University. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Across the state, just 6% of public school teachers are Black. But Kalamazoo Public Schools, they managed to do more than double that rate to 13% of the regular teaching staff. Sheila Dorsey-Smith is Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources for Kalamazoo Public Schools. Sheila, welcome. It's good to have you with us.
Hello.
KPS is primarily made of students of color with a teaching staff that is primarily white, but the district does have a higher percentage of teachers of color than the rest of the state overall. What is your district doing differently?
Well, I think we're doing a lot of the same things that others are doing, but we just work hard at it. So we're sending out leaflets regularly to churches, community centers. We're always recruiting people. If I'm shopping in the store, I'm going to talk to someone and ask, have you thought about being a teacher? A strong salesperson or someone whom I see working with children in the community. Have you thought about being a teacher? I'm always on, and so is the rest of our staff. And we're always looking for people who could potentially be teachers. It becomes part of our fabric. We're always searching for people who could possibly be teachers, especially people of color. But we found out that those things alone are not enough. So we've begun to think about how we can dig deeper into our students and maybe look at them and encourage them to become teachers. So this is our first year starting what's called a Yes Club, a Young Educator Society, and it's a high school club. Our teacher is recruiting minorities to be part of that club. And what we'll do is expose them to teaching during high school so they choose teaching as a career.
You're planting those seeds early.
We are. Well, next year we're going down to middle school, and we're going to start Yes Clubs in our middle school, so those students began thinking about teaching as a viable career option as well. And then the following year, we're looking at elementary clubs, the old-fashioned Future Teachers of America clubs. I'm a 60s.
I remember them.
I'm a 60s person, so I was part of that in the 60s and early 70s, but maybe even doing that. We have a plan, not just now, but we're looking back 3 years to see how we can change the trajectory of teachers of color in our community.
Sheila, do you feel that the background of a teacher matters for the success of the students?
I think that if a teacher cares about their students, they make connections with them and build relationships with them and their families, that's the most important thing. I also think that it would be nice to have people who look like our students. Of course, you can't be what you can't see, but if people are caring and compassionate and rigorous with our students, I think they can be successful, and they have been in Kalamazoo Public Schools.
Is there any concern that white teachers would bring in biases that would affect how they treat their students of color? And if so, how do you train teachers to not let those biases impact students?
I think that all people have biases. Black, white, green, we all have our biases, and most of those are unconscious biases. But we have been working with our teachers union to train teachers on anti-bias, anti-racism strategies and practices. We've also begun to work with restorative practices with our entire teaching ranks. So hopefully knowing and recognizing that you may have bias allows you to look at those and approach your students differently.
Can you give us just a for instance, an example of how that bias might be displayed in the classroom?
It could be something as simple as someone who calls on all females for all the answers, or all the kids in the front two rows. Bias can be something as simple as that. It could be racial bias, but it's in the focus on the fact that we all have biases. So if there's a child who talks all the time and we don't want to call on that child, we're biased against that child and that child's behavior. I'm not going to make it just a black and white issue. I think that there are some biases that come along with race, but I think understanding that we carry bias helps us to address those.
I was the kid that the teacher deliberately would not call on. I remember that. That was in fifth grade, and it still stuck with me. So how are you monitoring what that individual classroom is like?
So all of our administrators have been trained in observations. They do walkthroughs regularly, which can be 3 to 5 minutes, or as much as 10. And then they have what's called formal observations, where they're in there for a class period or longer. During the observations, they are tallying who they're calling on. So then they debrief with the teacher and say, did you know that you called on this group at this ratio compared to the other? Oftentimes, teachers have no idea. And they look at that and they correct it.
What more could the Kalamazoo Public Schools be doing to increase the number of teachers of color on its current staff? Or are your hands pretty well tied?
No, our hands are never tied. All that stops us are ideas. So we're working with our support staff to get some of those employees to become certified teachers. The MEA has been working with us for the past year. Right now, we don't have the associate program that they're working on finalized yet. But what we're hoping is that through MEA, we can work with our support staff to the associate level and then partner with Western for the bachelor's degree and the teaching certificate. So we're only bound by what we can imagine.
What do you hope the future teacher body looks like at Kalamazoo Public Schools?
I would hope that eventually our teaching staff mirrors our student body.
Sheila Dorsey Smith, Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources for the Kalamazoo Public Schools. Sheila, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Have a good day.